Welcome to the Clear Shots Podcast with Seth Skinner and Jake Jones.
Hey guys, Seth from Clear Shots here, and today you're listening to episode 55 with our friend Matt. So we have
Chromecast is broken.
The Chromecast is broken. We have a new guest on. We met him outside on the way here. You might know him. He likes to sit outside Garofalo's at 5:30 in the morning so he can buy six packs of Natty Daddies.
Yeah, his name. He's the first one that's there.
His name is Matt. Well, I don't know if we're gonna give out your last name.
That's
you
okay.
You might get ostracized by the country.
By the country. When I run for president,
Ukraine. The Ukraine's going to be like, fuck this guy.
Well, there you go for throwing off my Ukrainian political career.
I got a notification to set up the Chromecast.
Oh, there you go. Set up the broken Chromecast.
You mean the one that I tried to set up five times?
That's broken? The front must have fell off.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's a pretty hard life.
You pull that thing up to you.
Wrestling homeless people outside of Garofalo's for cans, but you know, if you can return them right across the street, it's a good ROI.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never gone into that can return airplane. I've been in one.
Oh, the one where
Redemption Center.
Yeah.
My entire life, and it's called. I honestly think it's called Santa's Can Depository. Yeah. It's out in like Striba or Mexico.
That's a good marketing.
It is fucking crazy. It looks like the fucking convenience store that everybody goes in the beginning of The Hills Have Eyes. You know what I'm talking about?
We were.
They're trying to hook you in with the Santa thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, the guy that runs it is this big, big fat guy with a huge beard. Could be Santa.
That explains it.
The best thing is that if you redeem your cans there, they give you the cash, but if you use the money from your redeemed cans at their little, like, thrift store thing that's attached to it, they give you a discount.
That's cool.
There's nothing there worth buying, but it is cool. They're very nice people.
Well, all they have to really do is put steel reserves and malt liquor there.
Yeah.
Just buy more. They're used cans. So they just pour steel reserve into the used cans that are deposited there.
I mean, most cans. Used cans, really.
That's a good point.
Got asked politely and indirectly not to come back to that can return. When I was living in the frat house, we returned over $400 worth of cans at once.
That's sick.
Wait, the one by Garofalo's or oh man.
Because the one over by Office Tavern told us no.
They're like, no.
We can't.
That kind of seems counterintuitive. You know,
Are you telling me you don't have the infrastructure?
Yeah, apparently.
I feel like it gets weird when you're like that guy who brings cans back to make a living. Like, that's when you're struggling, you know?
Life's pretty good. We're stealing cans, making about 30 bucks a day.
Like, I feel like if there's any, like, sign of rock bottom, like, that's when you've hit it.
Stealing cans.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, how much effort do you put in per can?
Right.
You know?
And
you
could put that 5 cents for a nickel.
Yeah. I mean, you're looking at fucking like 22 cans just to get a Natty Daddy.
Yeah. And that's what they do. Like, it never goes to anything productive, you know?
No. It never goes towards like a tailored shirt.
Yeah.
Or they're socks. Like,
yeah.
I need to get a nice printout of my resume for a job.
Yeah, right? Like, give me a nice laminated resume. They could save up cans for that, dude. I mean, come on.
Started my own business. Put that on your resume. Picking up cans. I mean, my roommate freshman year did that. He stole cans from the dorms.
Jesus.
It was when we were both watching Trailer Park Boys. All of his friends from home called him Shitty Bill.
That's so good.
It's like I go through a lot of cans, but like every time I try to save them, someone always just takes them to the can return before I do anyway. So. Mm-hmm. I just gave up on that. I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter. Because Sean, he'll just take them. He's like, I'm just going to take these cans because they're sitting here. It's like at a certain point, if you have enough cans, you can buy yourself a 96 Plymouth Voyager.
Is that how you got yours?
Yeah.
How many saved cans up a bunch of cans. Put into that thing?
Oh, thousands. Thousands.
Molded, you casted the aluminum frame for it.
Yeah. And it's like, well, think about it. It's like you'd have to keep saving up cans for gas, you know?
Yeah.
The gas cans.
When you look at it that way, I suppose, yeah.
It's a lot of cans. And I mean, if you can drink fast enough, you could be rich, you know?
That's actually crazy because $400.
In cans?
In cans. How many cans? How many bags is that?
I don't even know. We had two full-size pickup trucks. Like, two of us filled them up.
Full of cans?
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty
intense. They'd have to count them all out, right?
Oh, yeah. We made sure they didn't miss any, too.
You would sit there. How long would that take?
Oh, God. It took like an hour, dude.
Aren't there certain ones that don't qualify and shit? Like, they probably have to know which ones can and can't be recycled.
There's a limited market here in Oswego.
Yeah.
It's also 90% was like Jenny Light and Natural Light. Yeah.
Well, they have the ones that are automatic that you can just pop them into, but like they can't be like bent or anything, like dented and shit.
You can't have anything inside the cans either.
Right, like cigarette butts and dip spit.
So much cigarettes and dip.
Oh yeah. That's actually probably where most of it
goes. Oh my god, dude, imagine having to clean that thing. That automatic can return.
Jesus, for like $14 an hour.
You're only
and it
getting,
already smells like shit because of the fucking...
You're only getting paid 3,000 cans an hour.
Yeah. You're getting paid in cans. And like, and it smells shit because like it already has the stale Pepsi smell and shit.
Where do they go in those big receptacles?
They go down into the ground. They have like tubes that run into the ground.
We cannot get into tubes.
They send them straight to DC.
Just bury it.
They got to be like those tubes from Futurama where the people teleport, or not teleport, but
you
they
know,
travel.
When you think about infrastructure, it's crazy as shit how much shit's going on under you.
Oh, yeah.
And those fucking, and you can't flush the flushable wipes because they're not really flushable.
Mm-mm. No.
Those things clog shit up, but everybody uses them. They came into vogue like a couple years ago.
They really did.
Like they came back. They made a comeback. Baby wipes did, and it's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's gonna freshen up your asshole a little bit.
Yeah. Apparently. Well, I mean,
I think it's because like, so many people eat ass now.
Right. Yeah.
You're not gonna eat an ass that was cleaned with fucking dry wipes.
Yeah.
Get some like abrasion from cheap toilet paper on there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I use the Scott 1-ply, but I always dab it up a little bit of aloe afterward.
Yeah.
My problem is I eat garbage, so I go through like 300 cans worth of aloe a day.
Yeah, it's from the fucking Little Caesars cheese bread. There.
Yeah, that
garlic fucking. What the fuck do they call it? Italian cheese bread or something?
The crazy bread?
No, the crazy bread's the breadsticks.
Oh yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
The undercooked breadsticks is what it is.
That's why they're so good.
Yeah,
they should do breadsticks. That
it's better
cookie.
Than overcooked though, right?
I don't want to get into that. It's fucking, we got fucking Domino's yesterday at D&D. Like ordered a barbecue chicken bacon barbecue pizza. I ordered it well done, and I ordered it square cut. It was overdone.
It was very well done.
It was fucking, a whole slice of it was inedible. It was straight just burnt, and then it wasn't square cut at all, it was pie cut, so I had
mine
to call them
square
and complain.
Cut, though.
Yeah, for some reason his was. So I had to call and complain.
I don't know how they overcooked them, Domino's.
She just laughed the whole time.
It's like
it's a timer,
an automated. It's they literally put it in one end and each one comes out the same.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking ridiculous.
They're like, oh yeah, we put it in the wrong end.
I'm like, I don't understand.
We put it in the outside.
We had to wait for it to reverse through.
Yeah. They're like, we put a can on it on accident.
They're like, oh shit, that thing is toasted.
Yeah.
They're like, pack it up. Pack it up, Lon.
They were like, fuck it. What's he going to do? Call and complain?
Yeah.
Underplayed Domino's employee looked at that and said, good to go.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I only tipped the motherfucker $3 on a $40 order anyway, so he can eat my ass.
I mean, that's what he gets for
burning I only tipped him 60 cans. I'm using cans as a measure of wealth now. It's actually the math is actually not that hard.
Right.
Once there's the world goes down, cents. We're going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. There's dollars and there's cents and then there's cans. which are scents, but
Fallout has it right. It's gonna be bottle caps.
It is.
It's gonna be bottle caps. That's why I save all mine.
Yeah. Why is everybody investing in Bitcoin when it's just gonna be cans?
Bitcans.
Bitcans. A bit of can, please.
Yeah, they should have, they should just do digital cans. We That'd should do great. That. I mean, if digital we could pull it off. We got to start it right now, though. And we probably shouldn't release this.
I know. It's going to be just all like right, Pussy reserved. Slayers.
Yeah. We already copyrighted it.
Jesus Christ. So what's new with you? You were disappeared for like 6 years. You were gone.
Yeah, I moved down to Charlotte. Charlotte in the fall. I moved down.
Very cool.
After I graduated in the spring, I stayed, worked, saved a little bit of money, and one of my fraternity brothers had an open room down in Charlotte.
You're racing Charlotte Motor Speedway now?
No. Oh. I'm yelling at the rednecks and their fucking Mountain Dew.
What else they got down there?
The Charlotte Bobcats or the Hornets?
Hornets. I was actually going into a little like the side work I've been doing. My dad works with the stagehand union, and he got me in doing like load-ins and loadouts. And my first week there, we did the All-Star game. Super cool. So all the NBA stars, they looked miserable.
Yeah, of course. That's because it's not in fucking New Orleans or LA. It was in nothing against Charlotte, but in their perspective.
I mean, Charlotte's a nice city, but it's not LA.
I have a lot of family lives in Charlotte. I've never been. I want to go.
See, that's one of the kind of cities that like is under the radar.
Yeah.
So like that's the kind of city you want to be in, I think.
Yeah.
It's growing at like a population of 400 a week.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Oh, that's crazy.
Are there a lot of other New York transplants there? Because all my a lot of my family that is from Oswego lives in Charlotte. I have probably like I have three cousins and their husbands.
I like the idea of the Carolinas in general. Yes. Really.
So the big cities in the Carolinas, like Charleston, Raleigh, Charlotte, they're like bubbles of everywhere you go. You say you're from New York, you're going to meet someone from New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Ohio.
Yeah, you just wear an I'm from New York shirt. Yeah.
One of the bars we frequent is actually the owners are from Buffalo, and it's a Buffalo bar. They play all the Syracuse games, all the Buffalo games. They have good wings. They sell Labatt's, which is a treasure down there.
That's got to be nice. See, I want to go south. I'm not going north. That's for fuck's sake.
You don't think about that shit, like where, like different places, what beverages they have and shit, until you get there, and then you recognize, like, oh shit, that's kind of a regional thing. Like,
I was in another town, smaller. I was in Chapel Hill, and I asked for a Labatt in the bar, and the guy didn't say sorry or what's that. He was like, no.
He just said no.
No.
Yeah, imagine how much work you'd have to go through to get that.
Yeah, right? he'd have to pull it out of that river with the mermaids and shit.
Yeah.
But it's a super cool city. It's super clean. I mean, in the dark part of that, it was gentrified to all hell. Yeah. But it's like the Bank of America.
The dark part?
Yeah.
The dark part.
Phrasing.
Double entendre.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for the dark parts.
Yeah, avoid the dark spots of the city, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You got a lot of tubes there.
Yeah, it's like the Lion King. You can only go where the light touches.
And not the police lights. Yeah. So...
Yeah, dude, it's so weird though, like, because everyone's so packed into all these cities now. Like, it's like we talk about how overpopulated we are, but like, there's so much shit. There's so much land where there's jack shit.
I mean, oh yeah,
you never hear anybody like
people need to spread the fuck out, man.
Like, you never hear people go, "Oh, I just graduated. I got a master's. Where are you going? Oh, Lincoln,
Nebraska.
Yeah. Abraham it's Lincoln? Booming. It's booming in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah,
it's
like, is it?
Lake Placid, New York.
That's the spot.
I take my degree and work at a novelty shop.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Old Forge and sell mugs.
Look at his mug.
Repackaged candy like Ontario Orchards. Dude, what are these? Oh, these are red, chewy fish. Swedish fish? No. Red chewy fish, trust me. They're completely different.
Why are mugs?
What are these?
Such
M&Ms?
A
no, these are WWs.
Like, I feel like every novelty shop has mugs. Like that's like such a souvenir
thing. It's a
like,
pretty great thing.
You know the one I haven't gotten in novelty shops is like they have ties? These boxes of stones. And like you can these like dyed stones.
Oh,
like you get
yeah,
a little
like
bag of
fake,
gems.
Well, they have fake rocks and shit.
Oh
too,
yeah. Oh, and like the velvet like tie down bag.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
What is the market?
And everybody could find one in their house. Dude, I know like, for a fact I have a bag on my dresser.
Yeah. Well, you're way better off just getting rocks, like actual rocks from the place that you were traveling. Like if you're collecting rocks. just that's pick up rocks off the ground.
Collection,
but that is a sad collection. Man.
Nobody, you know.
But that is a novelty store thing. Like, there's a few different things, like frisbees. There's always frisbees at novelty stores, and then there's
ties.
T-shirts, obviously, mugs. It's like what, especially when you go somewhere like. Not that far away, and you still buy one of those fucking shirts.
I always
you go to fucking like New England, and you get a fucking like I Heart New England shirt. I Heart Boston. It's like you went like 5 hours away, dude. Like
you can still get an I Heart New York.
The crazy thing is that in Europe, though, 5 hours away is like three countries. But in America, 5 hours away is like you're going to see like your uncle. Yeah. It's like, you know what I mean?
You don't see people with I Heart New York shirts around here, though. Like, it doesn't seem like.
If you do, they're not in good shape.
They're also probably, they got them at like the bargain bin or something, you know? Like, it was on sale or some shit.
Or their
clearance.
Yeah.
But do those ever go on clearance?
They're always clearance.
It's always a hot item. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't know if you've ever been to Old Forge, but they have the Old Forge. Fucking, it's like, I think it's called the Old Forge Hardware, not Hardware. Old Forge Store, something.
I mean, I guess if it was like, maybe if it's like a Niagara Falls or something, you'd get one, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to, like.
I'm going to look it up so I'm not wrong. Because I've been there. I every time I go to Old Forge, I go there. It's like the Old Forge store. I don't know what it's called.
Old Forage.
The Old Forge. It is called Old Forge Hardware.
It's like most of the time, if you're going to another city, you're going for an event, so you're just going to get the event shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Watkins Glen.
Yeah.
But yeah, Old Forge.
K-Rock-a-thon.
Oh, have you ever been?
No.
Have you ever been a K-Rock fan?
No, I'm not a big fan of Nickelback.
Or Disturbed. I'm sorry, Five Finger Death Punch is the new thing.
No, yeah. I'm a pretty big fan of Nickelback, actually. But
I actually don't mind Nickelback. It's Imagine Dragons is the shit band now. Imagine Dragons is the Nickelback of the 10s.
Yeah, also their name is stupid.
Imagine, okay.
That was easy. Now I don't have to listen to you guys.
Yep.
Like Nickelback, it leaves shit to your imagination, you know.
Now, like, why do they call it a Nickelback? Is it
because they're returning cans?
Artistic undertones.
They returned one can, and they're like, "Yeah, you get a Nickelback," and they're like, "That's a good band name." And they fucking took it. It hit them, dude. It was like a lightning bolt hit the tip of my penis. What is that from?
I don't know. I gotta find out now. But yeah, the store in Old Forge is called Old Forge Hardware.
It's from Step Brothers.
Yeah. The store is called Old Forge Hardware, and they have bumper stickers there that you get every time you make a purchase, and it's just a little bear, and it's just got the bear face, and it just says Old Forge Hardware on the bottom. But I loved whenever I would, because they're free bumper stickers, so you're either gonna throw it out or you're gonna put it on your car.
Yeah.
Most people put them on their cars.
Yeah, and if they're free, you're going to grab 20 of them.
We went down to, like, fucking Miami or something, like, 3 or 4 years ago, and I saw a car that was from, like, Indiana with an Old Forge Hardware sticker on it, and I'm like, this guy's been everywhere.
This guy knows
his shit. Was he driving a Subaru?
Yeah. Probably. It's like
this is my guy.
Subaru Forester. It was, like, in 2001.
Still running.
Yeah, it was like, that weird teal turquoise color.
Yeah,
but yeah, bumper stickers are a cool way to express your opinions, unless they're wrong.
It's definitely a novelty store thing too.
Unless they're wrong. The big H with the arrow on it.
Most coexist. Of them are wrong. Yeah. That's my favorite one. I like the one my uncle Frank has. One that's the Darwin fish, but it's got legs on it. Or not the Darwin fish, the Catholic fish with legs on it, and it says Darwin. And I'm like, that's just spitting in the face of the Lord.
Yeah, it is.
I don't understand the fish, though. It's kind of scary. What's the Lord gonna do, though? It's like a tuning fork. Whenever I see that, I just think of a tuning fork.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So you were really, it's like if you're parked behind somebody at a red light, it's like I don't really need to know your political opinion.
Vans off the wall.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, maybe. Like, if you have a sports team or whatever on your, like, a decal on your window or whatever.
I love the one that's Calvin pissing on, like, the Yankee logo.
Yeah. Or anything. They just substitute whatever
they
want.
Someone made a market out of that. It's like that YouTube guy who's like, how you drink milk, and he dumps it out of the drain. Someone made a full living out of dumping food down a drain. Yeah,
that's way too good.
That's like YouTube.
Fucking how to basic throwing eggs at things.
Yeah. And that's then just getting
next level.
Just getting dumber as he goes, though. Because, like, I feel like his original shit was not bad. And then he just got ridiculous.
Like, yeah, like the first six.
Yeah. It's like eventually he's like, I'm going to. Yeah. The first six were in this
part. How to redeem cans.
But it's like once he starts pulling his dick off and shit, it's like, it's, you know, it's gone too far, I think.
Yeah. I agree.
Goes from that to public masturbation. Natural progression thing.
Yeah, that's always the next step.
It's jerking
off. How to make friends in public.
I mean, at a certain point, you're just jerking off, you know?
You're jerking off.
Yeah. I mean, I bet probably 6 years from now, this podcast will just be us jerking off.
It already most, is. Most leads to fame end with some kind of public.
Right.
Public indecency.
Indecency.
Yeah.
Or exposure. If you're 6'9", it starts with the public indecency.
Yeah, yeah. That's how you jumpstart it. You know, I mean, I don't know. It's weird. We talked about Janet Jackson the other, like last time. And like,
yeah, we did. We talked about the titty.
Because that's always what happens. As soon as you get famous, everybody wants to see your privates. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what deepfakes are for.
Yeah.
Because now you don't even have to show them. It's just like everybody already sees them.
Yeah.
4chan face swaps, you know.
I love the one that was.
So you can't even find real nudes of people anymore.
They did Dillian Harper. Deep fake, but with Seth MacFarlane's face.
Oh, I looked that up while I was at the gym.
Exactly the same.
Yeah, I saw that.
While I was listening to that podcast at the gym, I looked that up.
Oh, wait. Did I mention that?
That was on here, I think. Yeah,
yeah, how Dillian Harper looks exactly the same as Seth MacFarlane? Yeah, yeah, you can't unsee it, and it's great. She's still so cute and bubbly. Just want to bury my face in her ass.
Yeah.
You vile
I guess
things.
You're saying that you
would bury my face in Seth MacFarlane's ass? Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Imagine where that would get me in Hollywood. Sarah Silverman is still famous because she blew Seth MacFarlane once at an award show.
Yeah.
And then they dated for like 7 years, but still. It all starts with the one suck, you know?
Right. I mean, I don't even know if she's any good, really.
Sarah Silverman? Well, she did blackface once. That's pretty cool.
Oh yeah. That is pretty cool.
Jimmy Kimmel did blackface too. It was pretty awesome.
People like Jimmy Kimmel enough though. Yeah. He got the hood pass.
I think she stays afloat with her just constant Democratic tweets, basically, is what it is. Like progressive tweets. Like that's how she stays alive.
As soon as I see like a public figure or a comedian or anything getting way too like, you can't check into their Twitter or Instagram without seeing constant, like, bitching about politics. It's like, all right, well, you had a good run. I don't want to watch you anymore. Like, it's cool, say what you want, but it's not even if I agree with them. It's like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah. Like, it's weird that all of the fucking... It seems like Republicans always have the American flag in their profile picture.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Or it's just the American flag.
Yeah.
And a gun.
They have the American flag, like the see-through, the transparent frame, you know?
Yeah. It's like one of those Facebook filters where you already have a profile picture and then you just hit filter and then like scroll over to the flag. It's always one of the first ones.
I whenever they did that, I'd always like search up frames and pick ones that were like for shit happening overseas.
Yeah. Like Brexit. You have like a Brexit.
I had one that was like, I definitely had a Brexit one. I know that for a fact. I definitely had one that was about, border control for Israel, and each day I switched it. It was like, I support open borders, I support closed borders, and I go back and forth every week. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they would stop letting me do that.
I can't make custom ones. I'd really want Brexit, just a British person dumping kerosene on themselves.
Yeah.
In reality.
Yeah. Dude.
I mean, they
England
all
is
are
fucking
custom
crazy,
ones,
though. England is getting... It's not so English anymore.
Right, yeah.
I was reading that the...
Well, that's like not... It's like postponed, basically, isn't it?
Being
this whole Brexit thing?
Yeah, because they said we're going to leave and they didn't come up with a plan. But they essentially they wagered that we're gonna leave anyways, with or without a plan. And
so
now
it's like the guy who leaves to go get cigarettes and then he just never comes back.
Right? Yeah, so they're leaving one way or another, and they kind of have to at this point, but they don't have a plan set. And when they thought they were gonna meet a plan, they're not.
Yeah, so they're like locked in now. It's like they can't
pretty much.
You can't go back on it.
Let's just take England and push it somewhere else.
Oh, it's a good move. It's crazy. I just don't know what to do. Europe just fascinates me because it's like the. It's funny that the idea of the United States being 50 states that are together. It's like, yeah, that makes sense. But then you look at the European Union and you're like, what the fuck are you doing? Be your own thing. It's like, wait a minute, hang on. Yeah. You know, it's just very, I think it's got to be, there's just got to be such a difference in,
Anytime any of that shit happens, like, it's because of, there's a political reason for it.
Yeah.
Or, like, I feel like once it happens, eventually down the line that reason disappears and now it just looks stupid.
I know there was a big issue with mass immigration going on in a lot of the countries there, just taking on tons and tons and tons of refugees, which don't fucking really have, I'm not gonna tell any tales out of school about that, you know. It's it's like, it's, I think people that are in awful situations have a right to leave, but you gotta fucking do something when you get to your better place, you know?
Right. The idea is to do it legally.
Well, I'm talking about Europe. I'm talking about Europe. If you're in, what is it? Where are people? Is it Syria?
Yeah.
Syria, yeah, but Somalia, it doesn't matter. Libya. If you're going, if you get, you know, refugee status and you go somewhere, you can't just like sit there.
It's hard to know that. What are they actually even doing? All we're hearing is like one bad news clip. So like, I don't even know what they're doing once they get there.
You don't really hear about any refugees like, hey, I'm here. I'm gonna help out. I'm gonna help collect cans.
I mean, you know? Like, we definitely get filtered news, like at least for overseas. 100%. Shit. You know, it's like
we only hear what each side wants you to hear,
right?
Specifically regarding shit overseas.
It's weird because you can't, like, there's not really a source that can like give you everything neutral. Like, any journalist is gonna give you a spin on it because they're gonna have their own opinion.
Yeah, and
it's it's unavoidable, really, unless you post raw like statistics, like raw data. It's the only way you can do it.
And raw statistics are absolutely useless,
and they're also
context.
Almost impossible to get too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where do you even get that kind of shit?
Yeah,
it's like when people show like statistics about like illegal immigrants. It's like, well, aren't they illegal and like off the grid basically? Like, how are you getting this information? Like, how are you tracking them?
Mm-hmm.
I think the crazy thing about the just if anybody wants Marty Jensen's email and phone number, I found it in my wallet. I should
probably
That's interesting.
Nice, man.
I think the one thing that I bothers me just with the immigration process is just I think there should be not so much of a discrepancy of taxpayer dollars going towards illegal immigrants compared to people that actually live here. When you look and break down the numbers, how much money is being spent on, you know, giving illegals housing, putting them through the school, helping them find jobs.
Yeah, no shit, that
like it's a lot and a lot of money. But I'm not saying fucking kick them all out and put them in cages, which is also happening. Which isn't good, you know. The scary thing.
It's weird though, because you gotta like figure out a way for them to become legal.
I mean, there is a process, but so it's a like, lot what of them do you, don't want to do you... it because why go through the process when you can reap more benefits by circumventing the whole thing?
Right.
I don't know if that's necessarily. I think it's like almost seems impossible and like super discouraging for them because why? Like, we know migrant workers will work low wage jobs, whatever they can. So why wouldn't we just streamline them to get them to pay taxes?
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's the thing too, is that
employers have to cut down on hiring illegals is what that's a problem.
You're not going to convince people to do that.
Yeah.
I have somebody that I know personally,
like, if
that
like
I
if that's the case
the break, that will not stop doing
well
that.
That's the thing is like if they come here and they can't get a job, then what are they here for, right? They figure out that there's not really a reason to be here. Because the whole reason they're coming here is to get a fucking job.
Yeah.
Like, if you come here and you can't get one.
I don't know. I don't know how the... I'm guessing crime in Mexico is probably rampant. Is Mexico ran by the cartels, or is that just propaganda?
Mexico... Well, probably. Dude, it's like fucking... There's definitely a lot of Mexico that's fucked up. But there's also good parts of Mexico, which is weird. But it's like, no one thinks... Right now, in the political climate, no one thinks about the good part of Mexico. They only think about the fucking cartels.
And then they pretend it doesn't exist when they want to go on vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually true, too.
That's why I've never, like, been big on wanting to go to vacation in, like, the islands and super third world. I think it's wicked, expletive, and abusive how, like, we own those islands. And these people work for shit wages at these resorts, and we only care about them when we want to go on.
And then we all get confused when there's, like, people that hate whites.
Yeah. What are you doing right now?
I gotta fix my jewel. It's not hitting at all.
So he gets guitar picks.
Pick the coils.
You know, like, I was watching. Well, the thing is, like, you filter. The idea is to put money in circulation in those economies, which probably does help them. Did you watch the Fire Festival documentary?
No,
on
not
Netflix?
Yet.
It's pretty good. It's just like you get so like frustrated with the dude who runs it. Okay. Because he fucking His whole idea was to have this giant festival on a fucking island, and they go to this island, they get it, and first his first mistake was they told him not to say it was Pablo Escobar's island, and the first thing they did on the first advertisement was put up text on it that said it's Pablo Escobar's island. First mistake. So they lose the rights to doing it on the island. And they have to do it on, like, some random fucking, like, patch of dirt. Like, some other island.
Yeah.
And then, eventually, they sold all these condos and, like, private houses and shit, like, villas, basically, to all these guests. And they took all the money for it. And then, by the time all these guests showed up, they were in, like, little tents and shit. Because they didn't have the villas. So they just set up a bunch of fucking tents. So all these people basically land on this fucking island thinking they're going to this festival that they advertised as like a spot with like models and fucking bands. Yeah. None of the bands played. Like Blink 182 pulls out like immediately.
No, fuck.
They all show up on this fucking island where there's just tents. So basically all they did was spend a night in tents in the rain. On a fucking random island and then go home. And they spent thousands of dollars to do it.
Yeah, I didn't know that there was a Netflix documentary.
There's one on Hulu, too.
All right, I want to watch that. Because
they're doing a little different. You should watch them both.
The one on... I watched them both, yeah. The one on Hulu talks to the dude who actually set it up and shit. Who's, I'm pretty sure, in prison now. I don't know. But what's funny is, like, after he got out of jail and started another... Like, con, like, immediately. Like, he used, like, the email list of all the people that he got from the fucking thing and started, like, calling them trying to sell some other shit. But the problem was he, like, it felt like he, if you watch him, it feels like he wants to do this whole thing and, like, he has a vision for, like, how awesome he wants the whole thing to be. But I feel like he went in way over his head. And he couldn't follow through with all the shit, really, is what it was. And, like, problems started, like, piling up over and over time, and it's like he didn't have solutions to the problems. And he could have bailed. It's like, you could just bail. Give everybody their money back. But at a certain point, he just, like, felt like it was gonna work, which was totally fucking dumb.
Yeah.
But the only people that got fucked over were the people that spent thousands of dollars to go, and the people, it's like, fuck those people, dude. Like, what? You're spending, like, thousands of dollars to go see mostly shitty bands in Blink 182 on an island? Like, well, what are you doing?
Well, who is it? Like, 600 people named Becky who use their dad's money and they want to discover themselves?
Yeah, like, it was like a fucking...
Tell you about your star sign.
It was all young kids. It was marketed to young kids, really.
Yeah, and,
not young, but, you know, teenagers.
People like our age.
Right.
That had... You know, their families had disposable income for them to go to an island.
That's what it was.
Be a trip.
And it's so weird because, like, in that scenario, all those people are going to put money into those areas, they're going to be buying food at like the restaurants and shit, but you know, it's not really, it's not going to stay, especially if it's a fucking scam. They were talking about Hawaii's like the best spot for scams just because it's very attractive to people. And
yeah,
I don't know, it's fucking, it's very weird.
You skip that logical processing.
And they just, like, what's funny is they spent, they had, like, a week where they flew out a bunch of models and, like, just influencers, they said, is what they call them, I guess. They flew them all out and they shot this one trailer for the thing, and they used that throughout the entire marketing thing. So they shot one trailer, spent a bunch of money on booze and, like, jet skis and shit.
Blew the budget.
just to shoot the trailer for it. And then that's what they coasted on. Like, they showed how, like, the website didn't change over time. Like, it just was the same thing. And the only thing that did change was they would pull images of, like, the villas and shit without saying anything to people. So fucked up. They literally were just stealing money.
Yeah, I didn't watch... they had, like, a mini-documentary that I found on YouTube about it. I think it was, like, the internet historian or somebody like that. He covers all the disastrous cons and... like Comic-Con sort of stuff. Like, they had, there was one that was supposed to be for furries. I don't know if you ever heard about this one.
No, but I like where it's going already.
If I'm gotta give you, like, the paraphrase version of it, but basically there was supposed to be this festival at a hotel for furries, and then they ended up...
festival at a hotel.
They ended up, like...
it's already fucking...
with weird. Real people. Yeah. With general public.
They promised that all these famous internet furry people were going to be there, that there was going to be, you know, bands and like free food and all this other shit, and then it turns out none of that happened, and people just went fucking nuts and just destroyed the whole hotel. So, I mean, that's what happens when you get a bunch of fucking furries together that right. are just like... They were supposed to... Well, at least they were on... supposed to turn one of the conference rooms into a ball pit, and they bought... all like a ball pit that's maybe the size of like a bed.
Oh, I was gonna bring this up. Yeah, it was like, it wasn't just furries. I think it was supposed to be like Tumblr.
Oh, it was the Tumblr convention. That's what it was.
I remember I was a sophomore in college and I was watching 4chan blow up about it because it was the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was TumblrCon, yeah. Yeah, that one was
so FurryCon, same thing. Yeah.
And people were fucking pissing and shitting in the ball pit, and, like, fucking, there was a whole group of people there that, like, there was literally a group of people there that were like, a diaper fetish group that literally just pissed and shit in diapers and threw them all around the hotel right. and stuff like that. Dude, the whole thing was a fucking disaster.
I mean, that's, you know, if you're into it, you
know. Holy shit.
I wouldn't want to go to a...
Well, it's like, at least there, you're like, you're still in America.
Yeah.
Like, with this, they were dropped on an island and basically stuck there overnight in these fucking wet tents. It's like, at least you're like, at least at the hotel, you like only have to deal with poopy diapers, you know?
Yeah, not getting your shit stolen, because that was a big problem with the FireCon, or Fire Festival, right?
Was yeah.
People, I think
it was just broken. It was basically just like a fucking complete and total shit show. Like, it was like people were like looting each other and shit.
That's so crazy.
What you gonna do about it, nerd? You're on an island.
Yeah, really though, that's what it was.
Imagine, like, it'd be so easy for someone like to just like thinking like Voss from Far Cry 3 to just get millions of dollars and do this ad campaign and send all these fucking like rich affluenza ridden white fucking 20-year-olds to this island and then you just fucking kidnap and kill them all. Like, what's gonna stop somebody, what's gonna stop an evil person from doing that? An evil mastermind. Yeah, we're talking like Dr. Evil levels of fucking tenacity right now.
Once you're kidnapped, what are you gonna do, you know? That's a wrap.
Yeah, it usually is. And then eventually they just stop talking about it.
So Liam Neeson calls them on the phone.
Yeah.
Like, I remember there was this girl that it was on the news like every day, and then all of a sudden it just was nobody talked about it. It was like this girl from like Oklahoma that disappeared overnight, and then they tracked her cell phone all the way up to like Michigan or something. She went from Oklahoma to Michigan and overnight, and then they were talking about it for like 4 days straight on like Good Morning America, and then you never heard of it again.
You know, it's weird, like, when you
She's
see
fucking gone.
It's like, weird what? When you see a kidnapping gone. Thing on the news, because like, you know, that happens way more often than what they actually say on the news. And it's weird, like, how do they pick which ones
to broadcast?
Yeah.
maybe.
I don't know. I guess it depends on like how cute the little kid is, you know. Then they can really pull at your heartstrings. Yeah, story. Yeah.
And all these signs and stuff too nowadays about human sex trafficking, like at any airport you go to. But I really want to, like, what is the metric on human trafficking right now?
Yeah. That's another thing that's kind of hard to track.
You see these like sticky posts, like somebody pulled up to me in a car on Facebook or something like that, yeah. And you're like, this clearly isn't real, but I guess it's a good message, but
yeah that's another problem with social media is like you can just post that shit and there's no source for it. So with Twitter you can just post something and it's there, like you can say whatever you want whether you have a source or not.
Yeah, like, you know, MAGA country. Yeah. How soon after you heard that Jussie Smollett report did you think it was fake? Like, how soon after? Like, within minutes?
I didn't hear about it until after.
My God. I remember sitting there with my dad. It was my dad and my mom and I. We just got done eating a delicious broiled haddock dinner.
Great.
It was fantastic. House reat for 2 days, but it was still delicious.
Yeah.
We're sitting there. My mom was watching Inside Edition or E... or extra.
Who
extra
watches that shit?
My mom does. It's my mother's, dude. And like she doesn't even pay attention to it. She'll be on her phone.
All they care about is what Brad Pitt had for breakfast and shit.
She'll be on her phone and then hear a name. It'll be like Khloe Kardashian is which brings me to one of my first topics too, but it's like Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are having relationship issues, and my mom's like, I saw that coming a mile away, and I'm like, do you know who they are? Like, could you pick Tristan Thompson out of a lineup? Like,
see, that's what I mean. I don't get, like, who cares about that shit? It's almost like a live soap opera, right? You know, like,
really?
I guess I know what it is.
But yeah,
it's more
the fucking Jussie Smollett news like broke while we were watching it.
Yeah.
And it was like Jussie Smollett comes clean about racially homophobe charged attack in downtown Chicago. And I don't know
clean.
Who he is,
did
but
not come clean.
I didn't know what his name was, but I saw a picture clean. Of his face, and I'm like, oh shit, like that really sucks.
Oh, that guy's crying.
Like, I want to know what's going on. It was before he was crying.
Oh,
and it was just a report, and it was like, yes, sources say he was attacked at 2 a.m. in Chicago by two. And this is what the report said: it was two
sources.
MAGA hat wearing rednecks. They tied a noose around his neck and poured bleach on him while shouting, "This is MAGA country." I immediately looked at my dad, and he looks at me. He goes, "That's fucking horse shit." He goes, "But I want to know what really happened."
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that was so the. Sorry. We kept up with it because we knew we were right from the get go, and it was so fun watching all these media outlets and TV show crews and celebrities and shit going like, "This is Trump's America. It's happening in your neighborhoods." And then, like, the fucking he paid the fucking Nigerian fucking it Francis Ngannou sense. Clones, like dudes that were just shredded,
made in a lab. They were basically made in a lab,
dude. And it was just like seeing all this shit, and I'm like, I'm not saying anything. We didn't even say anything on the podcast until after, you know, they found out it was because we weren't gonna fucking.
It wasn't even like it's so. Like, dude, just don't go that far over the top. Like,
he literally could have just
he telegraphed it, dude.
Oh my god.
It was
god.
Like winding up a right hand.
Dude, did I show the thing? I think I did with Charles Barkley. That was what Vinny was on, right? Yeah. You know Charles Barkley, right? They were on NBA on TNT and they were talking. They have a post-it note board on the set of the show that's like least likely things to happen this NBA season. And Charles Barkley goes, least likely thing to happen in 2019, a rich famous black guy being beat up by two other rich famous black guys. And the fucking whole Shaq is dying laughing while he's saying that. And the whole rest of the crew is just like, no, abort. And he goes on for like 2 minutes on this rant about it. And he just ends it with just like, kids, if it looks right in the camera, he goes, kids, if you're listening, if you're going to commit a crime, don't pay the criminals with a check.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like, another thing. It's so totally absurd.
Pay the cans, dude.
They can't track those, you know?
No, it's...
But that whole situation was crazy. It was just...
It's honestly just hilarious.
It kills me. Like, these things do actually happen.
That's
not as crazy
part.
As, like, it's being made out to be, but they do. And then every time this happens, it just discredits all
of that. Yes, exactly. Just like with the Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm.
You had the Me Too movement, which was a great movement.
Maybe his ultimate scheme was to discredit all of it.
You're right.
He's secretly...
Maybe he wanted to get caught. Double agent.
Yeah. That's what people had said, though. Like, I remember reading a post on Facebook about
r/conspiracy.
That was literally just like, well, I bet the Republican Party paid him to fake a hate crime so people think Republicans aren't that bad. I'm like, what kind of mental gymnastic are you pulling right now? Like...
Yeah. Oh. Man. That's the far left and far right. That's literally what it is, though. It's just they just bend it to be like, yeah, we're right.
It's just constantly moving the goalposts.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude.
It's like, so fucking funny.
It's just funny.
Like, there's just such a low standard nowadays, then, it seems like.
Like I said last week, my favorite thing was when the cops came to the set of Empire to question him even more. And then they were taking it.
Has anyone you ever talked to said that
they watch Empire?
Like I'm pretty sure, like, yeah, like, you should watch Empire. That's a good show. Said no one ever, because I don't think anyone. I've never heard anyone say that.
Have you ever watched Empire?
No,
no, I've never seen it. I knew who he was when I saw his face on TV.
I wicked did not.
I recognized his face. I had no idea his name was Jussie.
No
Smollett.
Idea who he was.
Jussie.
I have a very dogmatic view of shows and video games of, like, you know what? I'm not going to like it.
Yeah, you
I'm
just,
not going to watch it. Not my thing.
If I know anything about you, it's just Big Bang Theory and COD, dude.
You're right. Dude, people don't give Big Bang Theory enough credit. It's so smart, and I'm so smart every time I laugh at their smart jokes.
It's probably one of the best shows of all time.
Yeah. It's literally I feel like anybody who watches it is smarter than everyone else, right?
Hey,
like Rick and Morty, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you watch Rick and Morty, you're smarter than everyone, right?
Ugh, Rick and Morty just upsets me now, dude. I remember when that show was just so fucking new.
It was so next level when it came out.
I think like Futurama's like the level. Like, that's it. Don't go past Futurama.
Futurama is, yeah.
It does have like a layer of smart comedy, but I feel like their fan base doesn't throw it in your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rick and Morty, like, I don't even know. It's just the weirdos decided to make it that way. I don't even think they wanted it.
Yeah.
The fan base is toxic as hell.
Their fan base is what fucking killed that
shit. Those videos of those people reeing on the McDonald's counters when the such run. Oh, yeah. That's when I was like, okay, I'm done with this.
Yeah. Can we, like, not?
And my favorite is people be like, well, don't judge a show by its fans. It's like, but I would be a fan if I liked the show, and then I'd be lumped in with that shit.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to be one of those guys.
Yeah. Like, they did some amazing things, Rick and Morty. The interdimensional cable box episodes, and in the third season, the Morty Mind Blowers or whatever. Yeah. Fantastic. They're so improvised.
I saw
so good,
the whole first season.
My favorite thing with it was just the little nuanced, like, running jokes, kind of, that would build up, sort of like Always Sunny, where, you know... And just, like, how quotable it is. I think that's the problem, though, was that it was so quotable. There's a lot of shows where it happens like that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, boy, here I go killing again. You know, or, you know, shit like that. Where it's just, when the show itself, I would say, when it came out, it was a lot more complex than people gave it credit for. But then people found a way to just dumb it down and then...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it was a good show. It had a nice...
That's what they say.
Seth doesn't like it. But there was a... When it first came out, there was nothing like it at all.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like Seth said, Futurama is pretty close to that. Futurama definitely wasn't as in your face about it, though.
Futurama's also, like, I don't get pulled into Futurama. Like, I feel like Futurama is a good background show.
It's wicked casual, yeah.
Yeah.
Futurama is a show too where you could have any episode of the hundreds that are out there and you could watch it and be entertained.
Yeah.
You know, I like Family Guy and American Dad. You can't say that freely for Family Guy or American Dad, because there's definitely episodes where I'd be like, I've seen this too much, or I know this isn't funny.
Yeah. So much of Family Guy isn't that funny. Like, they have good. They blow my mind sometimes, but most of it's like, this is like that time Eric Waterman was at the theater.
Yeah.
And then it does a flashback and you're like, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching, they have, like, the Family Guy, they put tons and tons of clips of it on YouTube, and the other day I was day drinking, I had the day off, so I was drinking at, like, 4, three or four. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch some Family Guy clips, play some UFC. And I laughed pretty good at quite a bit of them. But then, you know, you go and watch an episode and you're like, you only laugh that hard once per episode. The rest of it, you're just waiting to laugh again. Because there's no plot.
And they have this awful thing in Family Guy of dragging out these jokes way too long. Yeah. At first, it was like, oh, that's funny. Like, maybe you laugh after a minute of it, but now it's just like, okay, it's spent.
Yeah.
The chicken fights.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. What the fuck are they doing? Dude, it's weird, though, because it's like, I don't watch Family Guy that much, but like, every time I see an episode on TV, I'm like, yeah, I've seen this one.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, how does that happen?
Oh. I really like their parody stuff. The Star Wars parodies are good, I think, but I'm also a huge Star Wars fan, but I think like the Star Wars Family Guys are good. When they do the Stephen King ones, those are pretty funny, like when they made fun of like Shawshank Redemption, and they made fun of Misery, that one was good.
Mm.
But then, you know, you get into where it's like, you know, just trying to... They should just stick to being as lowbrow as possible.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to, you know, up the ante.
Well, didn't they? I don't know, because like every other American, I haven't actually watched Family Guy in 6 years.
Yeah.
But I just saw a clip. Did they just like in a new episode do a Leroy Jenkins callback? They're like,
they did.
That's recent.
Yeah,
that's like, that's amazing.
Which actually was,
that.
It was funny. Yeah. Like,
thing is, they also watered it down by going, let's do like two other spinoffs. Like, they're like, let's do American Dad and the Cleveland Show.
Cleveland Show was bad. The American Dad is good because there's no callbacks and there's a consistent plot and I enjoy it. The key with American Dad, though, is Roger. Because Roger's whole shtick is that he wears disguises and he loves dressing up and stuff like that. So every episode, he's a different character and he always goes in line with the plot. But it gets great when the rest of the characters catch on to it.
He's like their flex position.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he is. He's like their Reggie Bush. But I love when there was an episode of American Dad that I love where, like, throughout the show, you find out Roger's actually, like, a wicked, critically acclaimed, like, psychiatrist in town. And you never know about it. You just hear about this guy, like, Dr. Penguin Tobias or something. I don't know what his name is. Dr. Penguin, I think, is what his actual name or whatever. But he's like, oh, if you're having marriage troubles, I know a counselor that you can go and see. He goes, he actually has an office in the house and Stan's like, it's you, isn't it? And then the screen switches and Roger isn't standing next to Stan anymore and he's actually in the desk and he's like, it's me. And they do that a couple times where he's like, I know exactly who can help us, you know, Deputy so-and-so. And they're like, it's you, isn't it? And then all of a sudden the screen changes like, hi, how you doing? I'm Deputy So-and-so. Like,
yeah, I think American Dad is better than Family Guy.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for
I
sure.
I think so.
Good sleeping TV.
Yes, that's the best. That's the best part about it, really, too, is that it's good.
Get the app, it says.
You know, and just the characters are just so fucked. Like, they're actually just so crazy. And it's the concept of it. Like, when it first came out, I was like, what is this? Like, you know it's a Seth MacFarlane show from the get-go. But, like, what is it really about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like they just all blend together for me because they're pretty much the same. It seems like. I was like, it's fucking stupid, too, because Comedy Central shows the Cleveland Show more than any of them.
Dude,
and
the,
so, like,
the
it's
Cleveland
so...
Show was so bad. Like, but the funny thing is it got better ratings than, like, Bob's Burgers and Archer and stuff like
See,
that.
I like
Bob's
Burgers a lot.
That's I was good. Just like,
really
like
nuanced.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, Cleveland didn't even seem like that interesting of a character in the first place.
No.
And they're like, well, yeah, this guy's good enough for a spinoff. It's like they were just kind of asking to do another show, basically.
Mm-hmm. I love Archer, though. I don't know how you feel about Archer.
I haven't really watched it.
Really, same. I fucking love
I've
it.
I've seen episodes, I've laughed, but like I've never
the thing
sat
that,
down and watched
The thing
it,
that I know that gets people turned off by is the animation. It's very strange. It's like Frisky Dingo or C-Lab because it's made by the same people.
Yeah.
And the animation catches a lot of people like, you know, off guard. Yeah. They don't really like it.
It's like animated paper cutouts.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's and some of it's realistic too. Like they'll have actual like backdrops of actual cities with the cartoon characters coming around and stuff.
Yeah, it's always, I don't know. I feel like that's a big part of the show. Like, I feel like animation doesn't get a lot of credit.
No,
like.
that's if you know any, or like the Sleepy Cabin podcast, it's all the Newgrounds animators and stuff like that. The guys that made Alien Hominid and Castle Crashers, they're on that too. And they had this thing where they were dissecting the way that Seth MacFarlane's shows are animated. And ever since I watched it or listened to that episode, I started noticing that Family Guy's animation is very bad.
Right.
If you ever watch it and you'll have like six characters on the screen at once, only one of them is ever moving. And the rest of them like won't even blink. Like they'll just stand there and they'll be talking and then they'll move their arm while they're talking for a frame and then the arm will go back.
I mean, South Park
very inorganic.
Okay, though. Like the thing is, South Park like pulls it off even though it's crude.
I think that's a lot of the charm of South Park too.
Yeah.
But also there's like, it's like I like Tom Goes to the Mayor, but like that show is really like, that's part of the reason it's hard to watch is because there's not much animation.
Yeah.
It's really nothing. It's just cutouts. Yeah. And then they move once in a while. Which is funny. I like that. I kind of like that because they only show, like, parts of their emotion.
I think one of the best animated, like, as far as the animation goes, is actually Metalocalypse. Like, the quality of that show is insane.
I thought Home Movies was kind of like weird. Like, you ever watch that show?
What an old show.
Yeah.
I didn't really get it. I was too young.
Home Movies like had a weird animation to
it. I still
like everybody was all like squiggly and shit. Yeah. It was like fucking so weird.
Squidbillies is another one where the animation
sketchy, those are shows that are on late. They're on late and they know they're like targeting someone who's super high, basically.
Yeah. Oh, we've definitely covered this already because I
that's the idea, though. Yeah. It's like, you know,
the Adult Swim crowd.
Yep. Yeah. And that's the one thing that I also got annoyed with Rick and Morty going back was, you know, people going, oh my god, this is the best Adult Swim show I've ever seen, and it's like, you haven't seen a lot then.
Right.
There's like, so much gold on that channel.
Well, I love Adult Swim. I love the shows like Tim and Eric We Watch, Eric Andre, Lord of Squad. But the thing that really gets me and keeps me from being forever Adult Swim fan is there's a strong percentage, I don't know what it is, but there is a statistic out there of Adult Swim that is filled with people making strange faces and making like a you know what I'm saying?
Sketchy noises and shit.
I don't know what the number is, but there's a strong percentage and it exists
of just absurdity. Like people that are attracted to Adult Swim are some of the most eccentric. Not like people that like they tune into Adult Swim to watch like King of the Hill and Family Guy and American Dad, but the people that stay up till like 1 a.m. and they're watching
anytime
like,
Super Jail, Super Jail and Mr. Pickles and shit, like us basically. Yeah. like it's just wicked fucking Fish Center. Seth and I actually would hang out at like 4 a.m.
It's
to
literally
watch Fish Center.
Yeah, it's basically just like a podcast with fish swimming around in the background.
Yeah, you ever seen it? It's so good.
They should do an audio version of that. Oh, but the thing is, you can't watch them play Coin Quest and shit.
the episodes where they would like have people, like people would call in at like 4 a.m. to talk to the people on the show about the fish. Like, get attached to the fish. I remember when one of the fish died, people sent like cards and fucking flowers and shit to the studio.
The concept is genius, though.
Yeah.
They're like, let's just superimpose shit over this fish tank, and then we'll like keep track of scores.
We'll
like,
pretend that it's like a league. Oh my god, that's like the most meta show I've ever seen.
Well, there's certain fish that do dominate, though, you know. Like Greenbird is fucking savage.
Eel hamburger will always be my favorite. When they like, it was like once a month they would have a pay-per-view of eel hamburger and they would take all the other fish out and just leave the eel in there and then throw like a fucking giant crab or a giant lobster or like a trigger fish or something scary in there to try and fight eel hamburger. Every time he just rips them to shreds. They had like eel hamburger versus like 4 giant lobsters and he just destroys them all.
Old Blue.
People listening right now will probably know.
It's a great show.
There's probably one person that's like, I fucking love this. Like, fuck yeah, Fish Center.
You had a t-shirt on.
I think it's just the people at the Adult Swim studio, like they just had a fish tank and they were like,
yeah, that's literally what it was. Like, it's like the executives that are on the show.
Yeah.
We need a filler, boys.
Yeah, like fuck it. Let's just have a podcast with the fish tank as the show.
It's a good idea, as weird as that is.
how they would get so excited during coin quest.
Yeah, there's like leaderboards and shit. Like, it's so fucking crazy.
Betting, there's got to be Fish Center betting at Vegas. I want to find that fucking place.
It's a market. Yeah. Penetrate it.
Like, instead of OTB, it's like FCB, Fish Center Betting. Yeah. It's just, you got like a bunch of 50-year-old guys, like, smoking pipes and shit and drinking bourbon, just, like, fist fighting over Fish Center.
Yeah, I can see it.
I want to find the super underground community that's in Fish Center.
Yeah, there's
they exist. A 4chan or a Reddit or something.
There's definitely a Reddit for Fish Center.
There is, yeah.
And I think I'm one of a few dozen that are on there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely top commenter.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's the thing that I really missed about Adult Swim. And I guess it's the good thing is that their YouTube channel is so big that they could put a lot of their sketchy shit on YouTube. Like Too Many Cooks or the other like live action stuff, like oh my god, the one about the unedited footage of a bear.
Oh yeah,
the have you seen that? That one's fucked up.
Aren't those just like shorts? Like,
yeah, they're like 10 to 15 minute short videos.
But they're different. They're just weird. Like they're basically just like short films that they make.
The one about the people falling into the floor. They got wicked sketchy with it too, because they had like this whole sort of there's one of the short videos of like people like getting sunk into the floor of this house, and like then they created this website called like satellite surveillance systems, and then there was actually like hours upon hours of just the family from the video doing shit, like actually doing stuff. And it was just so sketchy, and people would try and find out like what the underlying meaning was. And that's the cool stuff.
Yeah, even though there's no underlying meaning.
No, there wasn't. Like, and then they shut down the fucking website after like a year. They're like, you guys didn't figure it out, so we're shutting it down. And they did.
Fucking losers.
Yep. Fucking A.
You guys see, I don't know what brought some to mind. Tommy Wiseau's other film, it's The House That Dripped Blood on Alex.
I haven't seen that, no.
It's a pizza party!
I brought you a pizza party.
I still haven't seen The Disaster Artist.
Really?
I haven't seen it yet either, really? Actually.
Oh my god, it's so good.
It's good.
Oh my god, it's so good. My dad and I watched it literally back to back. Like, we watched it at like 3 or 4 in the afternoon Top on Gun like a from Saturday. And then we had dinner, and then I was like, do you want to watch it again? Because he never saw The Room. But I've seen The Room, obviously.
Naturally.
I feel like you have to see it, don't you, before you...
I gave him a bit of a rundown there, and there was like a 15-minute video that was part of like the, you know, the fucking DVD or Blu-ray or whatever that was like a little bit of a summary of The Room, giving you background.
I still don't get why is it called The Room? Like, I don't understand that at all.
Dude, no one's operating on his level.
Nobody knows anything about it. Like,
yeah, I feel like he's up here. Yeah. And like everybody else is like somewhere around this area.
Fifth dimensional.
Yeah, for sure. No, but literally, like, because it's the main character that's not Tommy Wiseau wrote a book after the movie came out called The Disaster Artist, and it's a straight up like fucking biography / autobiography of how he met Tommy Wiseau, everything that happened, and all the other co-stars, producers, and everything.
I love how they Tommy cast Wiseau. James Franco.
Yeah,
that's so good.
And even Tommy Wiseau was like, "Yeah, this is all authentic. All of this actually happened." And that's the craziest thing about it is that there's so much sketchy shit that happens.
Well, he's
and
also
all
like,
of it is real.
He's also pretty reserved about it too. It seems like
Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, but it's weird because every time Tim Heidecker talks about Tommy. He keeps it wicked brief and tries to keep it as mysterious as he can. Like, every time anybody calls into his podcast and they're like, hey, what's your relationship with Tommy and this and that? He's like, well, some things are better left to the imagination.
Yeah. Well, there's a huge conspiracy following that thinks Tommy Wiseau is actually D.B. Cooper.
What?
Because D.B. Cooper, you know, was... allegedly like a, you know, 20-something-year-old man with a very thick Eastern European accent, slicked black hair, and stole millions of dollars out of a plane and left. And then, you know, 30 years later, if he's still alive, 30 years later, fucking Tommy Wiseau shows up, meets a fucking 19-year-old, brings him to Hollywood with him, and then they start a fucking movie studio and make the worst movie of all time.
Or the
but he had so much disposable income that he was hiring full production crews. Like, he went through 3 whole production crews during the filming and making of the movie. And Everybody got paid very well, too. Like, that's the craziest thing.
Yeah, what's funny is when you hear, like, the actors talk about it, they're like, yeah, it was a good time. Like, they actually thought it was fun. And they didn't, I don't think a lot of them knew it was as bad as it was until it came out.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad.
Tiptoes. Yep.
Have you seen the trailer for Tiptoes?
No. Don't, is it like Insidious 5?
No, it's got Kate Beckinsale and, like, fucking
Mila Jovovich.
It's got Gary Oldman. It's got like a ridiculous cast, actually. And it was like this. you just have to see the trailer for it. Like, that's all you need to see. Because I've never seen the movie, but it looks fucking hilarious. Tom Segura had the director come on and talk about that movie. Because they saw the trailer for it and they were like, this is absolutely ridiculous. There's like fucking, I don't know, dude. I feel like Tommy needs to just go off and like start his own like media company and just start doing like what's funny is he can do whatever he wants and people still watch it just because he has like a cult following now.
Oh yeah. If he did a crowdfund, I'd give him $5.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, is I can't remember who was saying it, but I was like,
who else is in that movie though? Is it someone
in the room?
No, the Disaster Artist.
James Franco's brother is in it. Seth Rogen is in it.
Okay, it is. Yeah.
Andre Nozick is in it. I don't know what his real name is, but Andre from The League is in it.
What, Seth Rogen and James Franco are in so many movies. Like, yeah. Fucking, dude, Pineapple Express is one of my favorite movies. That movie's wicked good.
I've never seen
it. Did you ever see The Dictator?
It was
that one about James Franco's like an interviewer on TV and he lands an interview with Kim Jong-un.
Oh, The Interview?
Yeah. Oh, The Interview.
Yeah, The Interview. Did I say interviewer?
You said The Dictator.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What was that?
I don't know.
Is that the one with, does that have Sacha Baron Cohen? Is that the one?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I haven't seen that.
The Interview was fucking pretty cool. Oh,
the Interview was wicked. Didn't you watch it with us at the Jones house?
Almost positive.
Yeah, because I remember they.
The Interview was banned for a while, but Sony pulled it because
Sony
North Korea was like talking shit about how like they were gonna nuke us for putting this movie out.
Sony pulled it, and then another company bought it, and then the first thing they did was they had thousands of copies of it, and they tried to airlift them over North Korea, but they were threatened to get shot down, so they didn't do it.
I mean, honestly, but like, if you watch it, it ended up being,
it was, like, supposed to come out,
and
then it was supposed to come out to theaters, and then it didn't, and then another company bought the rights, and then just put it on everything, like, put it on YouTube.
I rented it, it was, like, $4.
It's on Netflix.
And like, I think we ended up watching it on, like, Time Warner On Demand. I don't remember how we watched it. Is like probably the only thing I've ever paid for.
Yeah, I think
Time
like
Warner.
Xbox Market.
I watched it like forever ago. Yeah, and I just recently watched it again because it was on Netflix.
Like I remember we had like a guys' night and we just got fucking destroyed and watched The Interview, and it was definitely those movies with Franco and Rogen. You have to be stoned or drunk.
It's weird because like that, just because those two are in it, like it pulls it off. Just because they
have great chemistry.
And like, I feel like it was so funny that they depicted Kim Jong-un as like this boss, and like he was like fucking playing cool basketball. And, like,
yeah. Like I'm sure Kim Jong-un would probably like it if he saw it.
Yeah.
Other than the fact,
except for like, it was all a ruse. Like he was just playing it all.
He would like it until like halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
But like, wicked graphically too, right?
He blows up and it shows him
like fucking frying and shit. Like, I love Sausage Party. Honestly, I don't know if you guys have seen Sausage Party. I thought it was good.
I saw that. I barely remember it though.
That's
it
the best.
It didn't seem like it was very memorable.
No, it was just a good, fun hour and a half.
Yeah,
if that. I don't even know if it was that long. It was just a good, fun.
Yeah, but all the moms got mad because they took their kids into it, thinking it was.
Were you working at the theater during that time?
Yeah, I was. A lot of the parents like took their kids in.
Yeah, because I remember Wes was telling me
because it
about
is animated like a kids.
Tons
movie.
Of parents took their kids to see it.
Oops.
And it even said on the.
Jesus.
What was that noise? Was that
I think
the chair?
It's from Mortal Kombat. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's when you land in Mortal Kombat. It's when you land a 10-hit combo that ends in an uppercut.
Nice.
Yeah.
It goes toasty. 3D.
You can't combo off of the uppercuts, can you?
No, the uppercut ends the combo.
Yeah.
On the old ones, you used to be able to chain.
Juggle from the.
And it was wicked unfair. Like, yeah. Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance, where you had swords and shit. You could play a scorpion.
Oh, yeah.
You could play a scorpion and just mash.
Didn't it
X.
have different fight style? Like, it had, yeah. like, three
each,
different fighting
each
styles.
Each fighter had three hand-to-hand styles and a weapon. Or two hand-to-hand
styles.
I
think it's
and a
two,
weapon.
Yeah.
I just remember like Scorpion drunken. Had Aikido, Paigua, and a katana, and he was wicked OP.
Yeah.
Because every time you do a combo, you could press like L1, and then you would switch immediately. Yeah. And just... I remember my cousin Drew was fucking retarded at those games, like pulling off like 35 hit combos with every character. And I can't say retarded, I forgot.
You can't say fucking. Yeah.
It's pretty retarded that you can't say retarded.
I've never invested that much time into a fighting game. Maybe Marvel vs. Capcom in the Jones basement, but
yeah. I think honestly probably
right? Yeah, those were crazy fucking times.
I think
too.
Dragon Ball Z Budokai is the most I spent time in fighting games. Soul Calibur 2 I played the shit out of. Other than that, I like don't get into fighting games that much. I did play Dragon Ball FighterZ again.
I put a lot of time into MK9, especially in college, because
isn't
that's such
coming
a
out?
Fucking college guy game as Mortal Kombat.
I think 11's coming out.
11 soon, comes out in a month.
Oh shit!
But whenever I play Mortal Kombat now, I just get sad because I just remember like be like a Saturday afternoon, nothing going on. Get right. a text from like my buddy John, be like, "Dude, come over, we're having a Mortal Kombat tournament," and just show up
okay.
and there just be fucking bottles and booze.
Mortal Kombat 10 was, like, single-handedly is responsible for the lost episode.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is single-handedly responsible for the lost episode. You've heard the story of the lost episode, right?
Yeah, I've been keeping up.
I was going to say, yeah. You probably keep
it's
up.
Part of the lore.
Yeah,
it's part of the lore.
Part of the lore.
Yeah. You still have the raw audio, right?
I just remember...
The raw audio.
Yeah, I just
the
remember...
Raw audio.
Immediately the next day listening to it and texting Seth, I'm like, you have to take this episode off right yeah. now.
That we should pay someone to animate that entire thing.
It was that bad. We were because we weren't even supposed to do a podcast. We were hanging out watching football or WWE or something,
yeah,
and we were fucking destroyed.
We're like, let's just turn the microphones on.
Yeah, and we turned the mics on and played video games for like an hour. And it was just shit slinging and playing.
I almost
want
to listen to it again because I have such a fond memory of how bad it was.
It was the room. It was Clear Shots presents our version of the room.
But we're going to listen to it and be like, this episode was awesome. Why did we save it?
Actually, probably will end up happening. Like, that should be like the 2 year after episode 100. Episode 100 should be the lost episode.
Yeah.
Just back from the dead. But yeah, fucking
let's take a break.
Yeah,
all right, I'm gonna try and figure out this Chromecast for
yeah,
a second
for
clearshotspodcast.com is where you'll find links to everything we do. You can check us out on Twitter at clearshotspod, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on Periscope for live videos. If you have anything you want to ask us, send us an email at clearshotspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time.